Good morning and welcome to Inside Edge with me, Brian Thomas, and my co-host Lucky Pires, where lots of fingers being pointed at Brendan McCullum, the English coach, because England have lost the Ashes series, the last one being complete yesterday, lost by 82 runs. So the Ashes have been retained by Australia. Top people like Sir Geoffrey Boycott seem to think that there is a lot of weaknesses in the English team, from team selection to their batting, their bowling, and their fielding is not up to international standards, he states, and that Brendan McCullum, the former New Zealand cricketer, who's the current coach, must go. But then we've got the boxing test that's coming up on the 26th at Melbourne, and also the final test in the new year at the SCG. So the English fans are hopeful that England will come out with a much better performance. But let's face it, so far, Australia have simply dominated the proceedings and have retained the Ashes. Let's go down to New Zealand, where West Indies sadly have lost the third test by 9 wickets. But of course, the feature in this particular test match was Devon Conway making 227 in the first innings and his brilliant 100 in the second, they say. New Zealand actually dominated proceedings. They made 575 and 306 for 2 declared, while the West Indies did well with the bat in the first innings. They made 420, but in the second, they say, bowled out for 138, being victims of a Darren Duffy spell of seam bowling. The right arm seamer took 5 for 42, and they couldn't even handle Ajaz Patel, the leg spinner, who took 3 for 23. But what the Kiwis, what the New Zealanders will be happy is that Tom Latham has got back into form, because he made 101 in the second innings. Now then, there are a few questions about as to how New Zealand are going to fare in the future, because the retirement of Trent Bolt and Tim Southee in the seam department is causing a few problems. Okay, Darren Duffy is a good bowler, and they'll rely on him to lead the pack now. And also with the luxury of having Matt Hendry around, I think they'll see themselves through for some time. But then that's one concern that the Kiwis have made mention for the future in terms of their cricket. Right, and finally, of course, today Sri Lanka women will be playing against the Indian women in the second T20 at Visakhapatnam. I know the first game, Sri Lanka got completely outplayed by 8 wickets. But one's got to realize that it's a young team that's being challenged by the world champions, India. And we know how strong India is. But it's a learning curve, I reckon, for the Indian women, for the Sri Lankan women, correction. And let's hope that they'll have a better outing today. Play gets underway, Sri Lanka time at 7 o'clock. And you can watch the live action on Star Sports, in which Shamari Athapattu and her girls will have to really come out with a sterling performance to keep their hopes alive in the 5 T20 series. That's it from me and Lucky Pires. Let me spin you a record for your listening pleasure, because it's Christmas time in the city.